Good morning. Yesterday we discussed the minhag of saying the David Hashem Ori V'Yishi, and our question today is, does everyone agree that this mizmor should be said at this time of the year? So in fact, there are those who are of the view that Le David Hashem Ori V'Yishi should not be said whatsoever at this time of the year in Bitzibur, and with the minion or after the minion, it shouldn't be said as part of the tefillah. And in fact, there are two reasons brought for that. The first one we'll spend more time on, and this group of poskim were of the view that the original source for saying LeDavid Hashem Ori V'Yishi with a minyan together as part of the tefillah is sourced in the Sefer Chemdas Hayamim, and there is a controversy over to the source of that Sefer Chemdas Hayamim. That Sefer came first to be known in the year of 1731, approximately 300 years ago, and the authorship of that book is what is subject to controversy. There are those who have claimed in the past that that book was published 54 years after the passing of Shabtai Tzvi, and there are certain teachings in there that reference or relate to the teachings of Shabtai Tzvi. So there are those that have banned the book, or at least said they'll have nothing to do with the book. Just by way of example, there are those who are pro the book and those who are against the book. So Rav Avadya Yosef wrote a haskama in favor of the book, a certain publication, a reprinting of the book in 2003. And he wrote in his haskama, very powerful, in favor of the book, Lo yikanes belibi hit lahavut miktusha Shabbos v'yantov. I do not have inspiration when it comes to Shabbos and yantov, ela al yedei kriya b'sefer ha-Torah, except by reading, when he's referring to the Chemdas Yamim, the Sefer, by reading this Sefer Torah he refers to. So Rav Avadya is saying that he has his inspiration from this Sefer when it comes to Shabbos and Yantav. On the other hand, Rav Mordechai Eliyahu says that as soon as he read in the Minchas Yehuda that there is a source, that there's some connection to the Sefer Chemdas Hayamim to Shabtai Tzvi, he does not keep a copy of this book in his home, despite the fact that it's a nice book, but he will basically have nothing to do with it, is what he's saying. I'm not going to keep a copy of it even in my home. So we see there that the authorship is subject to controversy, and accordingly, if that is the source for saying L'David Hashem Ori in public, there are those who said that minhag should not be followed. On the other hand, there is a group of poskim who point out that this minhag predates the Sefer Chemdas Hayamim. They point to the fact that this minhag of saying the David Hashem Ori V'Yishi is recorded in the Sefer Shem Tov and the Sidur Rab Shabtai and Sidur Shari Rachamim, which were before that time period. Nonetheless, Rav Moshe Halberstam points out that those other Sfarim, despite the fact that indeed they do mention the minhag of saying the David Hashem Ori, but they don't discuss saying it in the context of having a tefillah b'tzibur, that we are adding it in to our davening when we have a minyan, and the source for that is the Sefer Chemdas Hayamim. So indeed, though there are other minhagim that are earlier to simply say LeDavid, but not in the context of a minyan, and accordingly, there are those who say that the Sefer Chemdas Hayamim, which discusses saying LeDavid Hashem Ori in the context of a minyan, should indeed be disregarded. So that's reason number one, that there is a minority view to not say LeDavid Hashem Ori V'Yishi at all in the context of a minyan. And the second reason is recorded by the Gra. The Gra actually in the Ma'aser Rav says that we should not say it at all. And in the Minhag Yishal Torah, he brings al Hashata Amor, the rationale of the Gra, saying, don't say LeDavid Hashem Ori V'Yishi in a minyan. Haya Mishum Shesfirulei De'ein Lomar Psukim She'ein Amikar Tfila B'tzibur. We should not be saying psukim, additions to the tefillah that aren't part of the fundamental tefillah b'tzibur. We shouldn't add things on. Why the heavy tircha d'tzibura? It is a tircha d'tzibura, adding time to the davening, and it's a tircha that should not be done to the tzibur. Have a wonderful day.